When Governor Cuomo began the session back in early January, his poll numbers were soaring. His approval rating, following a fall that was spent cleaning up the damage from Hurricane Sandy, was at an almost unheard of 74%. A confident Cuomo embarked on an ambitious, progressive-leaning agenda.
But they elect us to lead, my friends, and we will.
In his State of the State speech, he proposed three major initiatives. One, sweeping new gun control measures. Two, public financing of political campaigns. And three, a Women's Equality Act.
And we're going to do it this year.
That includes codifying into New York law the abortion rights spelled out in the federal Roe v. Wade decision.
Enact the Reproductive Health Act. Because it's her body, it's her choice.
Since then, Cuomo has achieved only one of the three measures. His gun control package was approved the very next week after his speech, but it generated a backlash. Now, Republicans in the Senate are balking over public campaign finance and abortion rights. Besides the Republican resistance, multiple scandals ranging from bribery to embezzlement to sexual harassment have cast a deep shadow over the session. Several lawmakers face criminal charges or are under federal investigation. Two have admitted to wearing a wire to try to gather evidence against their legislative colleagues. The latest Quinnipiac University poll finds the governor's approval rating has fallen 21 points this year to an all-time low of 53%, says pollster Mickey Carroll.
The situation in Albany, the series of scandals and troubles and so forth, have hurt the governor.
Cuomo lately has been trying to change the subject. He unveiled a brand new plan to create tax-free business zones at college campuses, and he announced his proposal 11 times at various locations across the state. The plan, Cuomo says, would provide a badly needed economic boost to struggling upstate.
We're dealing with a massive problem when we're talking about the upstate economy. And it is going to take a massive solution.
Upstate is where Cuomo is least popular these days. Carroll, with Quinnipiac, says it's a wise strategy.
Oh, it's always smart. Always smart. Try to, sure, if it is bad headlines, get some good headlines. Oh, of course. Absolutely.
But the governor has not been able to escape the topic of scandal entirely. Everywhere he's questioned by reporters seeking his reaction.
What is your sense of how people are feeling up here in light of all these allegations that are coming out, new names being released?
It's obviously miserable.
Cuomo has condemned the acts of the accused lawmakers as stupid and venal, but he also attempts to downplay the significance of the scandals being centered in state government, saying they could happen anywhere.
Sexual harassment is a problem all across society. It's a problem in government. It's a problem in corporations. It's a problem in newsrooms. It's a problem all across society. When it happens in government, sometimes it gets more headlines.
Even if Cuomo fails to get his top agenda items passed, he still has his successes from the first 2 years and three on-time budgets in a row, says pollster Mickey Carroll. He so far does not have a serious challenger for his reelection in 2014. But if the governor wants to aim higher than that and run for president in 2016, Carroll says there may be a factor that, just like the Senate Republicans and the scandals, Cuomo can't really control.
If Hillary Clinton runs, come on, if Hillary Clinton runs, the Democrats have just cleared out the field.
In the more immediate future, the governor still has 2 more weeks of the session to determine whether he gets lawmakers to cooperate and pass his agenda or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.